everybody. I'm Dr. Tom Pritchard, and welcome to another edition of X-Ray. In this episode, we're going all the way back to 1973 with a couple guys who you may or may not have heard about, but they're legends in this business irregardless. We're going back to the Atlanta TBS studios, where we have the Georgia heavyweight champion, a masked man by the name of Mr. Wrestling, taking on Bill Watts, Cowboy Bill Watts from Oklahoma. Now, years ago when the masked men came into town, there was mystery. There was an air about these guys that everybody wanted to know. And they were never unmasked and they were never seen without their mask on, even in the locker room. But this guy, Mr. Wrestling, had a backstory. And when everyone would talk about him, they would say he couldn't get any matches because he was that good. And he was a collegiate champion, a world champion, and nobody wanted to face him, so he had to put the mask on. Well, in reality, Tim Woods was the guy behind the mask of Mr. Wrestling, a pure white mask, white trunks, white boots. And he was a guy, back in those days, in the 60s and the 70s, wrestlers would challenge people from the crowd. And even in the professional wrestling days in the South, in those times, you would challenge someone legitimately from the audience. And Tim Woods was the guy that could hook anybody and knew how to break your arm or take care of himself in the ring. And one night, I believe it was somewhere in Georgia, one town, I don't want to say it was Atlanta, I don't want to name the town if I don't remember, and I don't remember. But this guy bit Tim Woods' finger off to the bone, the tip right there. Clamped down and bit his finger out, spit it out in the middle of the ring. That was the kind of things that got professional wrestling over back then, because people were still believing it was a contest. At least some people were believing it was a contest, and it was presented as such. This match we're going to watch, I don't know that it would hold up today for anyone who would want to watch wrestling on TV, but it was a wrestling match in the sense of 1973, and people still believing somewhat and putting a little mystery and air of credibility and authenticity to it. So you have Mr. Wrestling, Tim Woods, a tough guy, NCAA champion, and put on a mask, came into the world of pros, and made a heck of a job, made a heck of a living doing it. For many, many years, and was a credible, authentic babyface everywhere he went. And we're going to listen to Gordon Solie and my good friend Les Thatcher commentate this if I can get it to work. Because, there we go. Okay. So here we go. This is for the Georgia Heavyweight Championship. Again, a studio match at Techwood Studios, I believe it was, in Atlanta, for TBS. Mr. Wrestling, the champion, against a guy by the name of Bill Watts, Cowboy Bill Watts, who went on to fame and fortune. Main evented Madison Square Garden against Bruno Sammartino. Later on became a famous promoter down in Louisiana. And was one of the guys who made many, many careers. And a smart man who learned the wrestling business from Eddie Graham in Florida. And Eddie Graham was one of the top bookers, top promoters in the business. And anybody who was anybody learned from guys like Eddie Graham, Bill Watts, and those of that era. But you'll notice the style. It's different. Some people say it's archaic. But it's more authentic for this day and age, actually. And it's a lost art to go out there and have a wrestling match. But you'll notice that both of these guys do the basics and fundamentals and do their best to make a match out of it. You've got a masked man, and you've got a big, rugged 6'5", 6'6", Oklahoma Cowboy. Trying to take the Georgia Heavyweight Championship. And Bill Watts was a guy who came to me one night and asked me if I ever thought about being a heel. I said, every day. He could see something in people and bring it out. And that was because he had had a lot of experience dealing with guys different size, different weight, and different ability. So that was a mark of a pro, being able to work with anybody. And both of these guys, Mr. Wrestling Tim Woods and Bill Watts, were pros. In 1973, their idea and purpose when they went in the ring was to make people believe. And that's why you're seeing a lot of wrestling in this match, I guess. Wrestling holds and a little more tight working. And if you watch in this headlock, and Bill Watts tries to put his left hand in there to break it right away, but watch this move, put Wrestling 2 behind, and Mr. Wrestling has an advantage. So, once again, the thought process, the idea, presentation was, yes, it's showbiz, but we're going to show these people that we are authentic. And those kicks, watched through, were definitely solid. And once he got his own territory, his own company, Mid-South Wrestling, he instilled that in everyone, including Sting, The Ultimate Warrior, Jim Cornette, Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express, Ted DiBiase, Jim Duggan, the main workers in this business usually went through Bill Watts, Eddie Graham. That was right there, Tim Woods, Mr. Wrestling, with a small package, a modified small package, if you will. But now Watts, the only real heel move he's done right during this match is right here with the choke. He didn't just come out and start punching and kicking, but it's obvious now Bill Watts is getting frustrated with Mr. Wrestling. So we go back to storytelling, we go back to making things authentic, and everything you do meaning something. I can remember many times Bill Watts, prior to a TV taping, prior to a live event, telling everyone to make everything you do mean something and make everything you do count. And he's coming from a voice of authority, coming from a voice in a place of knowing. There's a nice roll up by Wrestling too, using some of his wrestling ability for that day and age, that time period. Nice knee lift, which was passed on to Mr. Wrestling too, Johnny Walker. Once again, for TV back then, small TV studios were the norm. A small crowd, a small audience coming in and watching live action. So these guys had to work tight. They had to work in a different way to get that small crowd riled up and into the match. And Bill Watts, I thought, was a master. So was Mr. Wrestling. So that's one reason I want to watch 1973. To see the basics and fundamentals. You're going to have some tackle, sure. And watch a simple backbreaker. Watch how you educate your audience. Two backbreakers, and Bill Watts will now go in to a Boston Crab. And when's the last time you've seen anybody really give up to a Boston Crab? This is a painful hold. This is a legitimate painful hold, and you will feel it. But Mr. Wrestling does the counter, makes the counter, and Watts stays on him. He knows it's for the Georgia Heavyweight Championship. It's a storytelling by the announcers and by the guys in the ring. Watts rushed in a little too soon and caught that knee from Mr. Wrestling. Now the abdominal stretch, which again, a legitimate hold if you're putting it on, and the announcers are explaining what's happening. And this is supposed to be a classic wrestling match. You can have a guy in a mask and a big fella from Oklahoma make it work if you have both guys in there who understand storytelling, and these do. Watts got out of that pin just by putting his foot on the ropes. Now, Tim Woods with a tackle, and now, with all the wrestling going on, Bill Watts catches Mr. Wrestling 2 with a hot shot and brought him over, caught his neck on the bottom rope to win the Georgia Heavyweight Championship. Once again, we go to the storytelling. They're having a wrestling match, going back and forth, and that was anything but a wrestling move. I got to tell you, you have your Watts defenders and you have your Watts detractors. I happen to fall on the side of, I believe in Bill Watts because if he believes in someone, he will give them every opportunity available. And that's what it was about back then, having the opportunity to go out and prove what you could do and have a wrestling match or have a brawl, whatever it may be. Mr. Wrestling and Bill Watts from 1973 did exactly what was called for that era, for that time. It all goes down to storytelling. It all goes, it comes back to the basics and fundamentals. You can watch what they did right, and you can watch what they didn't work on as much. But everything they did was authentic. And if you're a wrestling fan in the 70s, you were a fan of Bill Watts and Mr. Wrestling. And next week, right here on X-Ray, we're going to have another match that will tell you again what the storytelling and the fundamentals are all about. Check it out.